you to sound off. Sound off.
You gotta be faking me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now.
Get lost.
Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, this is Sound Off, 617-719-7005. This closes out my week because I'm off for the next 2 days. I'm going to get the Mike Miss open tomorrow. So I figure I'm going to get blasted in the Sound Off. Okay, I predict I'm getting blasted for my opinion on the Foles non-trade and for my opinion on the NFL. All right, would you bet me 10 cents? One dime, I get blasted.
No, I agree with that. Now, right. there's not as many as you would think because we have the stricter, not a lot of profanity policy.
Oh, that's right.
And
okay. People
were profane again today,
They're
not making the air.
Okay. All right, let's see what we got on Sound Off.
You have to admit this whole Foles thing. I know it is a draft choice, but it's a unique situation. It really is. Not sure whether Wentz is going to be ready. If he goes out there for a game or two, maybe re-injures himself. It's just a unique situation. There's really no right or wrong. You're just going to have to wait and see how the cards play out.
No, you're right about that. I can't argue with your logic there, except that when Foles leads this team for free after next year, I'm thinking that you might say, hey, we could have had a second-round pick, and it was a pretty good one.
You tell me you won't go see the president. You don't support it. You don't support him or America. You want to reap the rewards for living in America, but you don't want to be an American. You know, you go with your team. It's an honor. Regardless, you're at the White House. Just take that as your honor. It's ridiculous. Don't leave America. You want to reap the rewards, but you don't want to be American.
Well, America could always be better, bro. It's not perfect for a lot of cultures other than your own.
And when did going to the White House mean you're an American? Like, that's how we rate American status, going to the White House?
You don't want LeBron James here. There's something wrong with him. He's taken a team of months and tied that series up. Granted, Boston doesn't play well on the road, and they're not going to win a championship this year, whether they had it two players or not, because they struggle on the road. But when you look at LeBron James, and you don't think that he's the best player ever, I know Michael Jordan is a great killer. I know Kobe's the second greatest killer. I never said LeBron wasn't a killer, Mike. He is a killer. But he's also the kind of guy that gets everybody involved before he does the killer.
This game's complete. So that's what I like mostly about it, that it's a complete game. And like I said before, I can't even fathom that Cleveland can win the NBA championship. Then it's not going to happen. But if he pulls this off, there's no longer an argument. I'm sorry. Okay? There would be no longer an argument if he takes this team and they win an NBA title, which is not going to happen.
Hey, so that guy who was upset about NBA playoff games starting at 9 o'clock at night because he gets up at 3:15 in the morning for work, dude, you're the exception, not the rule. Probably like 5% of the people have to get up that early for work. But 9 o'clock starts not that bad, and you got to realize the network's not worried about some East Coast guy. He's got to get up at 3 in the morning.
Well, as far as I know, the East Coast does not rule the world. There are people that actually live on the West Coast. So, let's start at 7 o'clock so the West Coast people will miss the entire game because they don't get back from work and traffic until 6:30.
I'm glad the NFL made their decision. Our Eagles won their Super Bowl. I'm done watching the sport of NFL football from now on. They want to tell me that I can't protest the stuff that's going on in my community through my NFL players. I'm done with the sport of NFL football. It's nice knowing you, NFL.
Yeah, I don't think you are, bro, but I appreciate the bravado.
I love my Eagles. They going to the White House. Go see our president. And you know what? I'm glad they're doing that. I wouldn't refuse that visit. I don't care who the president is. I don't care if you like him or not. And you know what? That just proves to me that we're better than all these other teams that claim they're winners and stuff like that, but they don't want to see the president because if you have that much issue with him, then you go see him.
Yeah, but you're not going to be able to talk to him. So what's the point? I mean, that's really the whole point. If he's inviting you to have a dialogue, it's one thing. If he's not.
Hey, you know what protesters are? Protesters are people who go, wah, wah, wah. My God, we got to put up with them another year. Y'all get a job and shut up.
What was that?
At the end, he said...
What casters? I didn't hear what he said.
The protesters.
Oh, the protesters.
Yes.
Get a job and shut up? Is that what he said?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, thanks for the call, fella.
You know, there's a time and a place to protest political views and all that stuff. I'm not saying I don't agree with some of their political views, but I don't tune into a football game to see somebody else's political views. I don't want to hear about it during a football game. There's a time and a place for it.
There's never a time and a place for a righteous protest, okay? And it's not your agenda that makes it convenient to protest.
Come on, now, if they turned down a 35th pick for Nick Foles, then that was stupid. I don't want to be overly critical because we did win the Super Bowl this year, but if you had kept 32, 35, or 52, you could have got yourself a running back, a wide receiver, and your tight end, or a slot corner, or a linebacker, considering Warlow just got hurt and you released Michael Kendricks yesterday.
What did your mom always say? It's all fun and games until you get your eye poked out. Yeah, it's all fun and games. You got Nikki here for another year. Everybody loves Nikki. And then he leaves and you got Ugats. And you could have had a second round pick. Yeah. So fast forward life.
Why would he want to go to a team like the Cleveland Browns when he's 29, going to be 30 years old, when he can make an easy couple million dollars doing the same thing that he did last year? Holding the clipboard and, you know, waiting to see if Carson Wentz gets hurt again.
No, your logic is flawed because if you go and be a starter in Cleveland, you enhance your value. You're still on the contract, right? So you're going to Cleveland Browns for 1 year, and you're going as a starting quarterback. And then if you have a decent year, you get paid through the roof. So your logic is flawed. It's actually not better to be a backup.
But if your employer does not want you to do something, that's what you have to do. That's what you abide by. That's what your employer wants. You made the point that you have to go into public and be able to make your issue. That's all fine and good. People went to Vietnam War protests on their own time. They weren't doing it on their employer's dime.
This idea of your employer's time is ridiculous because you're trying to equate it to some office that's run by Steve Carell. Yeah, this is the NFL. It's a public forum. It's on television. And there's no better forum to protest. All right, close it down, bro.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. You got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets on.
All right, Matt, we'll Sound Off 607.